Nonpartisan North Carolina Voting Guide. Vote early, October 17th through November 2nd. Election Day, November 5th. Governor. The governor manages the state's operations, appoints agency heads, recruits new jobs, and can veto legislation. Mark Robinson, Republican, current occupation, Lieutenant Governor. Supports lower taxes and also tax subsidies for private K-12 schools. Opposes gun control. Would block the right to abortion in most cases. Opposes action on climate change as junk science and calls the civil rights movement crap. Would crack down on illegal immigration and make our country safer. As Lieutenant Governor, fought indoctrination in schools. Website, markrobinsonfornc.com. Josh Stein, Democrat, current occupation, Attorney General. Supports more funds for teachers, public schools, and child care centers. Would invest in a clean energy economy to create jobs and address global warming. Supports access to abortion and contraceptives. Supports an independent redistricting commission to protect voter rights. As Attorney General, sued scammers and makers of addictive drugs. Website, joshstein.org. Joshstein. Other candidates. Due to space limits, this guide does not profile other candidates for governor with under 5% of support based on nonpartisan polling at the time of publication. However, you can read about all the candidates at ncvoter.org/guide. Candidates in each contest are listed in the order that they appear on your ballot. Think your one vote doesn't matter? In 2020, a top state official won by less than one vote per city in North Carolina. What you do matters. NC Supreme Court. The NC Supreme Court is not well known, but citizens elect its seven justices, and its rulings affect everything: voting rights, fair prices, parental rights, racial bias, water quality, your privacy, and more. You can choose one justice this year. Jefferson Griffin, Republican. Current occupation, North Carolina Court of Appeals, judge. Former Wake County prosecutor and Judge Advocate General, or JAG, officer in the Army National Guard. Says he is an originalist and a textualist. He believes the words of the Constitution mean what they say, and he values the rule of law. Says in his experience, the law is applied the same to all citizens. Endorsed by more than three dozen sheriffs and the North Carolina Republican Party. The website is Jefferson Griffin, all one word, JeffersonGriffin.com. Allison Riggs, Democrat. Current occupation, North Carolina Supreme Court judge. Former civil rights and voting rights attorney. Says courts should protect the right to privacy and access to medical care. Says she is committed to equal justice under the the law because she has seen the justice system hold people back rather than give them access to equity and fairness. Endorsed by the Sierra Club and North Carolina Young Democrats. Three ways to vote. Early voting, October 17th to November 2nd. This is the most popular way to vote. It offers flexible days and places for voting. You can register and vote at the same time at early voting sites. Find them in your county at ncvoter.org/early. The second way to vote, Election Day, November 5th, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Vote at your precinct's designated polling place. Find your polling place and review your personal ballot at ncvoter.org/lookup. Number three, vote by mail. This is more complicated than in 2020. You will need two witnesses or a notary when you vote. Follow the directions very carefully. Act early and allow for slow mail. See ncvoter.org/absentee. Four tips for voting. One, bring an acceptable photo ID, like a North Carolina driver's license. It's okay if the address is out of date. Many student IDs are good. If you don't have an acceptable ID, you can still vote. Ask the poll worker for an ID exception form. Number two, take a list of your candidate choices on paper or on your phone to help you remember. Don't take photos in the poll. That's prohibited. Number three, if you have a disability, you can get help to vote from anyone you choose, except your employer or union agent. Or you can vote curbside in a car. Number four, for questions about voting, visit ncvoter.org. Call or text the hotline, which is 888-867-8683. Send your values to D.C. and Raleigh. In addition to president, you can choose legislators to represent your concerns in Congress and the North Carolina General Assembly. Vote for one candidate for U.S. House of Representatives, one for North Carolina Senate, and one for North Carolina House, based on your districts. District lines are new this year. Find yours at ncvoter.org/DISTR. President. Kamala Harris, Democrat, says, building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Supports affordable child care and health care, paid family leave, and the right to an abortion. Wants new gun control and voting rights laws. Would fight price gouging by corporations. Supported the bipartisan immigration reform bill opposed by Trump. Website, Kamala Harris, K-A-M-A-L-A harris.com. Donald Trump, Republican, says, "My first acts as your next president will be to close the border, drill, baby, drill, and free the January 6th hostages being wrongfully imprisoned. Plans to replace Obamacare with insurance markets. Will combat fraud with new limits on access to voting. Wants to certify teachers who embrace patriotic values. End teaching about racism and let parents elect principals." Website, donaldjtrump.com. Other candidates. Several other presidential candidates from other political parties are on the ballot. They are profiled at ncvoter.org/guide. U.S. House of Representatives. Vote for one candidate for the district where you live. See the map or go to ncvoter.org/DISTR to find your district. Candidates are listed in their order on the ballot. You can go to their websites and ncvoter.org/guide to learn about them. District 1. Democrat Don Davis. VoteDonDavis.com. Libertarian Tom Bailey. Facebook.com/TomBailey4USHouse. That's all one word. Republican Lori Buckhout. BUCKHOUT. Lori Buckhout for Congress, all one word, .com. District 2. Green Michael Dublin. Dublin4Congress.org, and that is the number 4. Democrat Deborah K. Ross. DeborahRoss.com. Republican Alan D. Swain. Swain for Congress, all one word, .com. District 3. Republican Greg Murphy. Murphy4Congress.com, the number 4. Libertarian George Cormos. The spelling on the first name is GHEORGHE. The last name, CORMOS. LPNC.org/CORMOS24. The two numbers, 2-4. District 4. Democrat Valerie P. Fauci, F-O-U-S-H-E-E. ValerieFauci.com. Libertarian Guy Milleur, M-E-I-L-L-E-U-R. Guy for NC, G-U-Y, guy4nc.org. Republican Eric Blankenberg, eric4nc.com, eric4nc.com. District 5. Republican Virginia Fox, spelled F-O-X-X. VirginiaFox.com. Democrat Chuck Hubbard, HubbardForCongress.com. H-U-B-B-A-R-D. District 6, Constitution, Kevin Hayes, HayesForNC.com. That's H-A-Y-E-S. Republican, Addison McDowell, McDowellForNC.com. District 7, Democrat Marlando Pridgen, P-R-I-D-G-E-N, PridgenForCongress.com. Republican David Rouser, R-O-U-Z-E-R, DavidRouser.com. District 8, Democrat Justin E. Dues, D-U-E-S, LinkedIn.com/in/Justin Dues. Republican Mark Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, MarkHarrisForCongress.org. District 9, unaffiliated Shalene Etchison, S-H-E-L-A-N-E, Etchison, E-T-C-H-I-S-O-N, EtchisonForCongress.com. Republican Richard Hudson, RichardHudson.org. Democrat Nigel Bristow, NigelBristowForCongress.com. District 10, Libertarian Stephen Feldman, StepheFeldmanForCongress.com. Republican Pat Harrigan, HarriganForCongress.com. Constitution, Todd Helm, HelmForCongress.com. Democrat Ralph R. Scott Jr., RalphScottForUSHouse.com. District 11, Republican Chuck Edwards, ChuckEdwardsForCongress.com. Democrat Caleb Rudow, R-U-D-O-W, RudowForCongress.com. District 12, Democrat Alma Adams, AlmaAdamsForCongress.com. Republican Adul Ali, A-D-D-U-L, A-L-I, AliForCongress.com. District 13, Republican Brad Knott, K-N-O-T-T, BradKnottForCongress.com. Democrat Frank Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, FrankPierceForCongress.com, and that is the number 4. District 14, Democrat Pam Genant, G-E-N-A-N-T, PamGenant.com. Republican Tim Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Tim Moore, N-C.com. NC General Assembly. The General Assembly in Raleigh has 50 members in the NC Senate and 120 members in the NC House who represent districts across the state. All members will be elected this year for a 2-year term. They adopt laws affecting health care, jobs, schools, taxes, racial justice, roads, voting, climate change, abortion, guns, and more. As in Congress, Democratic and Republican legislators often disagree on issues. Learn about the candidates seeking to represent your district at ncvoter.org/guide and vote 411, that's the number 4, the number 1, the number 1, vote 411.org. Differences between Democratic and Republican candidates reflect the differing positions of party leaders, like these from NC Senate leaders. Example of different positions of Democratic versus Republican legislators in the General Assembly. Democratic Senate Leader Dan Blue. Stop giving corporate titans and millionaires tax cuts and invest that money in our public school teachers and students. Restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Stop the sale of assault weapons, enforce strict background checks, and enact strong red flag laws to keep vulnerable parties safe. Opposes U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger. Cut taxes on businesses and cut government regulation, halting progress in the private economy. Increase the number of charter schools and funding for students to attend private schools. Do not restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Opposes an assault rifle ban and strong red flag laws. Supports U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. Why change the North Carolina Constitution? The North Carolina Constitution now specifies that a person, quote, born in the U.S. or naturalized, unquote, is entitled to vote. At the end of your ballot is this question. Do you want to change the wording to say, quote, only a citizen of the U.S., unquote, is entitled to vote, and you will vote yes or no? Pick more NC top officials. The governor appoints leaders of some agencies, for example, health and commerce, but voters elect 8 officials to lead other departments, plus the lieutenant governor. Here are the major party candidates for those positions. Candidates are in order as they appear on the ballot. And a third party candidate for this office is profiled at ncvoter.org/guide. Lieutenant Governor. The Lieutenant Governor presides over the NC Senate and sits on the NC Board of Education and other boards. Rachel Hunt, Democrat, supports investing in public school teachers rather than giving tax money to private academies. Emphasizes standing with rural NC for economic opportunity, broadband, and affordable housing. Supports access to abortion and health care. Promotes job training and housing for veterans. Her website is rachelhunt.com. Hal Weatherman, Republican, supports placing armed school resource officers in each and every K through 12 school, opposes gun control, give companies tax breaks for apprenticeship jobs, for, quote, heartbeat, unquote, law to ban abortion after 6 weeks, wants to integrate community college with universities to promote trades and practical skills. Website, halweatherman4nc.com. Attorney General. The AG, Attorney General, leads the Department of Justice, which protects consumers, defends state agencies, and advises local law enforcement. Jeff Jackson, Democrat, supports criminal justice reform, stop racial bias in sentencing, reduce incarceration for nonviolent offenses, and improve reentry programs. Also supports public access to police camera videos. Supports gun control. Require universal background checks and enact red flag protective laws. Supports expanding voting rights, independent redistricting, and ending secret money in politics. Website, jeffjacksonnc.com. Dan Bishop, Republican, says, crime and lawlessness is out of control in our state, and I believe restoring a culture of law and order is the most important job of the next AG. Says he's now one of the toughest and most outspoken conservatives in Congress. Supports stronger measures to stop voter fraud and ballot box stuffing. Opposes independent redistricting commission to draw impartial political districts. Website, votedanbishop.com. Superintendent of Public Instruction. The superintendent heads the Department of Public Instruction, which implements Board of Education policies and state law. Maurice Moe Green, Democrat. Experience, led Guilford County School System. Top goals, prepare each student for their next phase in life, enhance parent and community support, and a safe, secure learning environment. Supports more funds for pre-K schools, rural youth apprenticeships, and an 8.5% raise for teachers. Opposes taxpayer-funded private school vouchers for the very wealthy. Website, mogreen4nc.com. Michelle Morrow, Republican, experience, homeschool teacher and nurse. Supports an independent audit of the public school system and will challenge indoctrination centers. Believes school funding must be fueled by a fiscally conservative, free market, competitive environment. opposes teaching students about race and racism, opposes COVID mandates, says teachers' unions forced school closures. Website, morrow4nc.com, and that's the number four. Secretary of State. The Secretary of State manages the registration of businesses, charities, and lobbyists, and maintains North Carolina's official records. Elaine Marshall, Democrat, has served as North Carolina Secretary of State since 1997, says, I've worked to cut red tape for entrepreneurs starting companies, prosecute criminals who masquerade as charities, and crack down on financial fraud. Supports modernizing notary and other services. Website, elainemarshall.com. Chad Brown, Republican, serves on the Gaston Company Board of Commission, was previously Town of Stanley Mayor. Would promote innovation and small business growth and protect consumers from fraud and identity theft. Website, electchadbrown.com. Treasurer. The treasurer oversees state investments, local government borrowing, and the state employee health and retirement plans. Wesley Harris, Democrat, plans to protect our strong bond rating and expand our investment capacity by moving more funds sitting in cash into higher yield investments. Says the treasurer's office shouldn't be a playground for partisan games. Website, harris4nc.com. Brad Briner, B-R-I-N-E-R, Republican. Top priority, remedy the chronic underperformance of the retirement system caused by an irrational love of risk-free fixed income investments. Would give a fiduciary board of professionals, not just the treasurer, authority for investment decisions. Website, bradbriner.com. Auditor. The state auditor reviews the financial management of agencies and programs that receive public funds. Jessica Holmes, Democrat. Current auditor, former Wake County Commissioner, says she is committed to safeguarding taxpayer dollars as the NC auditor, leveraging her expertise, integrity, and unwavering dedication to equitable policies for the betterment of North Carolina. Website, Jessica4NC, and that is spelled F-O-R, is not the number, Jessica4NC.com. Dave Bolick, Republican, and that is spelled B-O-L-I-E-K. Former prosecutor and UNC Chapel Hill Trustees Board Chair, says, led fight at UNC to eliminate woke diversity and has expertise to root out government corruption, would expose waste in government, scrub voter rolls, and examine efficiencies at DMV and schools. Website, auditordave.com. Commissioner of Labor. The commissioner leads the Labor Department, which inspects workplaces and enforces laws about worker health and safety. Luke Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y, Republican, says, "We'll fight for free enterprise, fair competition, and cutting government red tape. We'll protect workers who refuse orders to receive a COVID vaccine. Opposes new heat stress regulations. Supports accountability by keeping the commissioner's picture on elevator certificates." Website, LukeFarleyNC.com. Braxton Winston II, Democrat. Braxton is B-R-A-X-T-O-N. Says, CNBC ranked North Carolina as the number one state to do business, but Oxfam ranked North Carolina as the worst state to be a worker. This is unacceptable. Our workers deserve better. We'll ensure workers work in a safe environment. We'll be a whole worker advocate for fair pay, job rights, training, and affordable health care and housing. Website, votebraxton.com. Commissioner of Agriculture. The commissioner leads the Department of Agriculture, which has the double role of promoting farm products and food safety. Sarah Tabor, Democrat, and that's T-A-B-E-R. Current Farm and Food Systems Manager says the Agriculture Department should promote high-value crops like berries, fruits, hemp, etc., canneries, farms in Appalachia, processing facilities for nuts, supports innovating financing for farmers, co-ops, and profit-sharing models to boost rural jobs. Website, Tabor4FORNC.com. Steve Troxler, Republican, T-R-O-X-L-E-R, served as Commissioner of Agriculture since 2005, has focused on developing new markets for NC farm products, preserving working farms, and protecting the state's food supply. Promotes meat production and the Got to Be NC ag marketing programs, which he says are successful. Website, stevetroxler.com. Commissioner of Insurance. The commissioner regulates insurance rates and practices, licenses building inspectors, and trains firefighters and rescue squads. Natasha Marcus, Democrat, M-A-R-C-U-S, current state senator and attorney, says, "My mission has always been to stand up against corruption, corporate greed, and bad government. would force insurance companies to justify their rates at public hearings, which doesn't happen now. Her website is natashamarcus.com. Mike Causey, Republican. C-A-U-S-E-Y. Causey. Served as insurance commissioner since 2017. Would abolish rate bureau role in setting insurance rates because it kills free enterprise. Has added fraud inspectors, added consumer services, and cleared a backlog of fire department inspections. His website is MikeCauseyNC.com. North Carolina Court of Appeals. Candidates for 3 seats. Court of Appeals judges hear appeals of criminal and civil cases from local courts. 3 of the court's 15 seats are open in 2024. Seat 12, Tom Murray, M-U-R-R-Y, Republican. Attorney and former state legislator, prosecutor, and judge advocate in the Army National Guard. Website, jointom.com. Carolyn Thompson, Democrat, current Court of Appeals judge, former Superior Court judge, and attorney in private practice. Website, Judge Carolyn Thompson, all one word, .com. Seat 14, Ed Eldred, Democrat, attorney with over a decade of experience in trial and appellate court litigation. Website, eldredforjudge.com. That's E-L-D-R-E-D. Valerie Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Republican. Current Court of Appeals judge. Previously practiced law for 26 years in family firm. Website, reelectjudgezachary.com. Seat 15, Chris Freeman, Republican. Current district court judge in Rockingham and Caswell counties and former district attorney. Website, chrisfreemanforjudge.com. Martin Moore, Democrat, Buncombe County Commissioner with mediation and appellate law practice, former public defender. Website, martinforjudge.com.